Now a track from one of my favourite Irish singers. This time it's Mick Galvin. We've been playing some of his tracks on the programme a lot lately. This is one I haven't heard before. It's called Anna Gree. And listen to the lyrics. It's gorgeous.
A long time ago, when summer was summer, those warm, happy hours were spent by the sea, sailing the corral and fishing the herring. Life is never still around and agree. Oh, the mountains will echo your name, and the wild birds will sing in harmony. Oh, the sun will shine for you. As I walked on the seashore, I met a young maiden, no beauty can compare. We fell in love, we planned our lives together, in sickness and health, to honor and to care. Oh, sun will shine for you, my love, my rose of Anna Green. Short were those 1 year we had been together. My true love, she died. My heart was gripped with pain. I buried her there, down in that little churchyard. Those Anna Gree mountains will never be the same. Oh, the mountains will echo your name, and the wild birds will sing in harmony. Oh, the sun will shine for you.
I said it on the programme before, Mick Galvin has a wonderful voice and he sings it so plaintively, I think is the word I'd use there, Anna Gree. And now another big favourite on Sounds Irish, Dermot O'Brien. And Dermot's playing a lively one for us this week. I think we played the Dublin City Ramblers version of this a couple of weeks ago. Take a listen to Dermot O'Brien, and he's telling us all about he's going home, boys, home. He's got some of his friends with him as well.
Well, it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be. Home for a while in the old country. For the oak and the ash and the bunny round the tree are all
tangerine.
Oh, when I was just a young lad, I longed to see the world. Sail across the same ships and see the sails unfurled. Oh, I went to seek me fortune on the far side of the hill. I wandered far and wide and now a travel I had me fail.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny round the tree are all growing greener in the old country.
Oh, I left me alone behind me and I sailed across the tide. I said that I'd come back again to take her for me bride. But many's the year has passed and gone and still I'm far away. For I know that she is fond and true and waiting for the day that I'll be home, boys, home.
Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all growing greener in the old country.
For I've learned there's more to life than just to wander and to roam, and happiness and peace of mind can best be found at home. For money can buy happiness and money can unbind, so I'm going back tomorrow to the girl I left behind.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all growing greener in the old country. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all growing greener in the old country. And it's home, boys, home.
Hey there! Dermot O'Brien and his friends and homeboys home. Now, this next track has three things going for it. First of all, it's not an Irish song. I think it might even be a Victorian or an Edwardian song about that era. It's also performed by two Celtic people, one Scottish and one Irish. I've put the ladies first. A favourite of mine, Patricia Cahill, lovely girl, and now residing in Spain, retiring from a wonderful, successful singing career. She's joined by the Scottish tenor Kenneth McKellar. They made, well, I know of one album they made together, which is entitled The Great Duets. And they're singing such a great duet for us now. It's that lovely old song. I think I played Brendan O'Dowda's version of it a couple of weeks ago. This is their version of Love's Old Sweet Song, taken from, I'm gathering anyway, that it's taken from a 78, because you can hear a little bit of snap and crackle, but certainly no pop.
Oh, dwell forevermore. Footsteps me falter, weary grow the way. Still we can hear it at the close of day. So till the end, when life's dim shadows fall, love will be found of us.
You must agree now. Come on, wasn't that something else? Beautiful voices, a wonderful arrangement. Patricia Cahill and Kenneth McKellar and Love's Old Sweet Song. I want to play for you now a song by the group Barleycorn. And this tells the story of a young lady from Ringsend. Now, Ringsend is now a district of Dublin, but at one time it was a village outside the city of Dublin. And all the beautiful girls, supposed to be anyway, came from Ringsend. Well, my wife is from Ringsend, so maybe I'm a bit biased. But they were known as Ringsend Rose. And this tells the story of this man who's singing the praises of Ringsend Rose. And it opens up with the line, "In Irish town there lived a maid." Irish town is part of Ringsend. And there's one line I think I need to explain. She was a seamstress. In other words, she was a dressmaker. I think that's about all I need to explain, but it's a beautiful version of the song Ringsend Rose from Barleycorn.
In Irish town there lived a girl, fairer than the flower I am wearing, Rose Donahue, all fresh and new. And I loved her past all caring, and there she goes, my rings and God's garden, there's none rarer, and there she goes, my rings and rose. Dublin town has seen none fairer, sweet 17. My seamstress queen, she's no bigger than a thimble, soft satin skin, street arabs grin, and she makes my world so simple. And there she goes, my rings and rose, God's garden, there's none rarer. And there she goes, my rings and rose. Dublin town has seen none fairer. 3 yards of lace, I'll walk with grace, and a golden ring she's asking. A safe and slow, but still I know that her love is everlasting. And there she goes, my rings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer. And there she goes, my rings and rose. Dublin town has seen fairer. And there she goes, my rings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer. And there she goes, my rings and
I have many versions of that particular song, Rings End Rose, but I think that version by Barleycorn is by far the best. They sing it beautifully. Now, a track from another album that I received recently. It features the wonderful songwriting of John Doohan. Now, John has been writing songs for God knows how many years, and many of his songs have been recorded by great stars. I'm going to play for you now a song that I think is a wonderful, well, it paints a lovely picture. It paints life as a voyage. Here's a couple setting out together to travel the voyage of life. It tells you the story working as a journey on the sea, taking a voyage. Now, this is sung by Johnny himself. This is a wonderful album. It's called The Irishman's Greatest Collection. And he sings some wonderful songs. I think the last time I played this song, it was by Christy Moore. I know that was a huge hit for Christy Moore. But take a listen to the man himself, John Doohan, and listen to the lyrics. I say it all the time. The Voyage.
I am a sailor, and you're my first mate. We signed on together, coupled our fate. Raised up our anchor, determined not to fail. For the heart's treasures, together we set sail. With no maps to guide us, we steered our own course. Weathered the storms when the winds were gale force. Sat out the doldrums with patience and hope. Working together, we learned how to cope. Life is an ocean, love is a boat. In troubled waters, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. But now look around us, we have our own crew. Together, we're in this relationship. We built it with care to last the whole trip. Our true destination is marked on no chart, but we're navigating for the shores of the heart. Life is an ocean, love is a boat, in troubled waters keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. But now look around us, we have our own crew.
John Doohan and The Voyage, and some lovely tracks on that album. We'll be hearing more during the coming weeks. Now, we've played various versions of this over the last couple of weeks. We've played Bing Crosby and, I think, Dermot O'Brien. But you know this song so well. Listen to how Anne Breen sings it.
They might as well go chasing after me.
the lovely voice of Anne Breen there, singing the praises, and why not, of Galway Bay. We move from Galway on the west right over to the east again. Now we're almost to Dublin, but just south of Dublin is the County Kildare, a very flat county. It's well known for anything to do with horses. Of course, you've all heard of the Curragh Racecourse here in Ireland, one of the most famous racecourses in the world. And along with the racecourse, there are many other breeding stables and training outfits, what have you, all dealing with horses. Curragh means flat, and when it comes to land, that is. And here, Emmett Spiceland, I haven't played this track for a while now, are singing the praises of the Curragh of Kildare. Listen to this. I think the harmonies are beautiful on this.
The winter, it is past, and the summer's come at last. And the birds, they are singing in the tree. Their little hearts are glad, but mine is very sad. For my true love is far away from me, and straight I will repair to the Curragh of Kildare. For it's there tidings of my dear. A rose upon the briar, by the water running clear, brings joy to the linnet and the bee. Their little hearts are blessed, but mine is not at rest, for my true love is absent from me, and straight I will repair to the Curragh of Kildare. For it's there I'll find tidings of my dear. And in velvet so green I will appear, and straight I will repair to the Curragh of Kildare. For it's there I'll find tidings of my dear. For you that are in pity the pains that you endure, for experience lets me know that your hearts are full of woe, a woe that no mortal can cure. And straight I will repair to the Curragh of Kildare. For it's there I'll find tidings of my dear, and straight I will repair to the Curragh of Kildare. For it's there I'll find tidings.
Shivagashthukt sounds Irish. Lemisha Joe Ballard. James Galway and his friends, and When You and I Were Young, Maggie. And one of the main streets in Cork is Patrick Street. And coincidentally, that's the name of this next group that I'm going to play for you now. It's a track called Newmarket Polka, and I defy you to dance to this. Well-deserved applause there for Patrick Street and their version of Newmarket Polka.